נזעק אל השם, וישמע קולנו, וישמע מלוך, ויציאנו ממצרים. כאן אתה מופיע את ההגודס. והוא זה מלוך, והשם סן, תצטק אותה למצרים. רשי says, המלוך זה מוישה רבינו. מכאן שנביאים קרויים מלוכים, הנובי קרוב למלוך. אצלך המצרים, that we're in this bitter gullus with all the different challenges. Why don't we have a novi? It's on Machazigos. Hopefully we do better than the way they reacted in the Zim and the Beit HaMikdash. But they said when we pay attention to what's mentioned in the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu was in Mitzrayim initially. It was not yet the time for the Gula. And the Shibur was very hard. When Moshe Rabbeinu saw the source of Klai Yisrael, he did his maximum to try to save them. Wrote down that a Jewish person was carrying bricks on his back, and Moshe Rabbeinu came to support him, to help him. After they got, Moshe Rabbeinu was brought up in the palace of the king, but he knew that he was a Jew, and he had rachmonis, and every Jew did whatever he can to make it a little bit easier for the Jew to carry the load. If he saw a Mitzri hitting a Jew, then he got involved to try to stop the Mitzri from hurting the Jew. He put his whole heart to care for his fellow Jew. His father, for Klal Yisrael. So if you have a hard time having Kavon and Shmon Esrei because you're alright, always think about all the Jews around you that are having all kinds of different sorrows. The Gashmi is the Ikeb Aruchli is the Jarek Klal Yisrael doesn't even know what it means to be a Jew. We have to have a feel for other Jews. If Chas V'Shalom it happened that you made it through the entire Shmon Esrei and suddenly you woke up, you could still be mispalel after Shmon Esrei. But a person has to have a feeling for other Jews. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even so, he knew that the kosher yeshiva was for the benefit of Klal Yisrael. Today's now things also, because Baruch can make everything easy. There should be no problems with learning Torah and yeshivas. But Hashem feels that's for our benefit, that we have to go through these challenges, spiritual challenges, physical challenges, people's sorrows go through. It's to make the Geula come quickly. We should get through all the Nisyonos and the Torahs, and that brings us closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So he says that the same thing in our time, if we'd have Nevi'im, that we'd be misfiled the whole time for the Geula come quicker, it would not be for our benefit, because we definitely have to go through this. It says, by Moshe Rabbeinu, Kodesh Baruch Hu, with the Tzadim, with his Eshkocha, Moshe Rabbeinu had to go to Midian. There's a very big Kiddush over here. That which Moshe Rabbeinu went to Midian was set up by Kodesh Baruch Hu that he shouldn't be there too much with Klal Yisrael, not to be misspelled too much for them, because it was a need for them to go through the Torah. The same thing over here. We'd have all these Nevi'im, be misspelled. Don't worry, it's not a reason not to be misspelled for the benefit of Klal Yisrael. Don't worry, with all your tefillahs, there's a lot to do.
We need them all.
But we have to know that the main thing that brings the Geula is Klal Yisrael being close to the truth. It says, in Yitzchazik, believe in HaTorah. We have to go to the Torah, and with that, in Yitzchazik, believe in HaTorah, that brings us the Geula. So we should try to be like Moshe Rabbeinu, to misspell for the benefit of everybody else. And together with that, realize that if we're still having sodas, our tefillos themselves are our way of being close to the children. Because part of the Aveira that causes the colors is we don't care enough for one another, too much involved in ourselves. So if that tefillos for one another, chizukim for one another, support of others, that is one thing. And chizuk and limud HaTorah at a time that Torah is not appreciated, is a very powerful form of coming back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which brings with his Makav the Guru.
Amen.